Dick Gregory. The curtain falls. His name was Richard Claxton Gregory, born October 12, 1932, St. Louis, Missouri. But the world knew him and would remember him as Dick Gregory, comedian, human rights activist, social critic, and presidential candidate. As a young man, he won an athletic scholarship as a runner, which took him to college. But he really hit his mark as a comedian who told side-splitting jokes about American racism and segregation. He once joined Malcolm X at his speech at the Audubon Ballroom, 1964, a meeting of the Organization of African-American Unity in New York. Gregory did what he always did. He told jokes. One of his most famous and remarkable jokes, after Malcolm introduced him as a revolutionary and freedom fighter, went like this. If the FBI ever tapped your phone, like they tapped mine, see, they didn't know. FBI wasn't used to tapping no colored folks' phone. Yeah, they came in with a $10,000 worth of equipment so they could tap my phone. And 2 days after they set all that equipment up, my phone got cut off. The ballroom exploded in hearty laughter. Most of the people understood that he was talking about something they knew about, FBI surveillance. But beneath the jokes and laughter lived a sober truth. For Gregory himself was a target of FBI surveillance in the COINTELPRO program. It's chilling to note that the FBI regarded him as a, quote, militant black nationalist, unquote, and his file was under the name Black Nationalist Hate Groups. Gregory, outspoken on many social issues, once criticized the mafia as the filthiest snakes that ever existed on this earth. What did the FBI do? Well, they sent his statement to the mafia. I kid you not. Think about that. Gregory was a good friend of both Malcolm X and Martin Luther King Jr. He sacrificed a multi-million dollar career in comedy to take the front lines of the civil rights and black freedom movements, where he suffered arrest, beatings by police, and, as we've seen, he became a target of FBI surveillance. He didn't just joke about the FBI. He survived the infamous COINTELPRO program. He lived through 84 winters of America. And in 1968, he ran for president and got 47,712 votes. Dick Gregory returns to his ancestors. From Imprison Nation, this is Mumia Abu-Jamal. These commentaries are recorded by Noel Hanrahan of Prison Radio.